Last time on Acrylics. Morris is alive. Aurora looks at K-Rod and he does the same to her. I thought you said you took care of him years ago. She lowers her gun from Sanchez's face. She looks at K-Rod, then back at Sanchez. Do you know where he is, Sanchez?
I don't. He only tells his guys what they need to know.
Aurora stands and exits the room, leaving K-Rod alone with Sanchez. There's a camera posted outside of Sanchez's office. Someone is watching Aurora leave the room as K-Rod rips Sanchez to shreds. On the other side of that camera is Morris, watching on his laptop from his room.
I got you.
Acrylics, Episode 3. One of Morris's guys walks into his room and lets him know that the team he has hired is ready to leave at a moment's notice.
Wait until they leave the factory. Make sure you remind them only to use the weapons I've provided for them. Do not, I repeat, do not use live ammo on the woman unless absolutely necessary. I want her alive.
K-Rod and Aurora have made it back to the condo that they're staying in. They're standing on the balcony, looking at the brightly lit moon, although they cannot see any stars. They are discussing Sanchez and his claims that Morris is alive. So, you want to tell me what really happened to Morris all those years ago?
Depends. Do I have a choice?
We never leave anyone alive, especially a man like Morris.
Truth is love. It escapes me. Last I seen him, I heard no pulse.
How did you kill him?
I told you before. I took my sword and stopped right where he intended to destroy me by trying to kill you. The heart.
Then why is he alive? You should have removed his head.
Maybe Sanchez was lying. You know, cowardly men like him tend to do that.
No, don't do that. You heard his heart rate the same as I did. He was telling us the truth.
You're worrying again. Just relax.
I have a right to. Did you forget what you did to him and his wife? How about the fact that he knows who we are and what we can do? This is what I mean when I said, you're careless.
You're right. So what now, love? What do you want to do? I know you won't be happy until you see him dead with your own eyes.
Simple. Tomorrow we hunt him down and we end him.
Now that that's done, I want to know exactly how mad you are at me.
I don't know. How about you come over here and find out? Aurora says this flirtatiously as she walks back inside of the condo.
That sounds...
K-Rod stops in the middle of his sentence as he looks down at the streets from the balcony. His ears pick up a woman in the back alley, a few blocks away being mugged. He can tell that she's wounded by the amount of blood he can smell. His eyes, for just a mere moment, flash over to the acrylic color and then back to normal, as it is a sign that the acrylic beast within wants to be released. K-Rod rubs his eyes in order to avoid Aurora seeing them.
Tempting, but I left my sword back in the car and I'm going to go get it.
K-Rod exits the balcony and enters the living room, closing the doors behind him. Leave it.
I would prefer it up here.
K-Rod grabs Aurora by the waist, then passionately kisses her. And she kisses him back, matching his level of passion. He grabs his jacket and heads towards the front door. K-Rod, don't forget your promise.
Good night, love.
Aurora goes to bed hoping K-Rod keeps the promise that he made to her. K-Rod gets on the elevator, but instead of pressing the garage floor where their car is parked, he instead presses the lobby. He leaves the building and follows the scent of the woman. He finds her, three blocks away in a dark alley. She's still alive. However, the mugger is gone. The woman is bleeding to death and asks K-Rod to help her. K-Rod bends over her with the intention to kill her, but then stops and realizes that Aurora would know. So instead, he leaves the woman to die and decides to go after the mugger. He lifts the woman up carefully not to get blood on him and begins to sniff her clothes. Once he gets the mugger's scent, he takes off. Shortly after falling asleep in bed, Aurora is awakened to sounds of squeaking and rustling noises. She sits up. As strong as Aurora's hearing is, there's no mistaking that there's a presence in the front room. But it takes Aurora a few seconds to realize that it's not K-Rod's scent she smells, nor is it just one person. Aurora is instantly on high alert. It is not often a predator becomes a prey. She hops onto the middle of the bed. Her claws come out. Her eyes change over to the acrylic color, and she begins to growl. Within a blink of an eye, a swarm of men come bursting into her bedroom, and before she could even issue a reaction, she is hit with numerous tasers, with voltage powerful enough to light up the entire floor. Even as painful as it is, Aurora slowly starts to be able to resist the tasers. But as she does, she starts to get hit with a number of tranquilizer darts. And unfortunately for Aurora, she is not immune to the effects. She slowly collapses to the bed. And as her consciousness is fading out, it is then Morris walks into the room. Unable to focus on anything other than the pain and the grogginess, she is unaware of Morris's presence and eventually is knocked out. Morris approaches Aurora, collapsed on the bed. He looks down at her and slaps her across the face with all his might.
"That's for my eye."
Morris addresses his men.
"We need to hurry. The hired mugger is probably dead by now anyway."
K-Rod is returning from his kill. He enters the condo's lobby and heads towards the elevator. Once the door is open, he gets on and presses the 9th floor button. While in the elevator, he checks his appearance in the mirror wall. That's when he realizes there's a blood stain on his coat. Once the elevator door is open, he removes his jacket, balls it up, and places it in the hallway garbage chute. Nearly halfway to the condo door, he stops and realizes that he forgot his sword, which is what he told Aurora he was going to retrieve. So he turns around and heads back towards the elevator. But something causes him to stop in his tracks. He tilts his head to the side, slightly looking backwards. His nostrils flare up as he then recognizes the scent of scotch malt liquor and the sweet smell of Reuters. K-Rod's immediate reaction is to race down the hall to the condo doors, where he nearly breaks them off the hinges with a powerful kick. He steps in cautiously as his fangs start to show.
"Aurora."
K-Rod begins to search all over for Aurora. He enters their bedroom, but she's nowhere to be found. He realizes the intruders that took Aurora were there not too long ago. He pulls himself back at a distance far enough from the window and then prepares to leap. As he jumps through the window, he screams out Morris's name and transforms into his acrylic beast, landing into the middle of the streets. Sounds of horns and brakes slamming filled the streets as cars tried to avoid this enormous creature. K-Rod was unfazed by the chaos he was causing. His only focus was on Aurora's scent, which he was following. Morris is getting on a plane, followed by his men that have Aurora bound and hooked up to medical equipment, no doubtably keeping her unconscious.
"Don't let anything get near this plane. Let's move."
Morris makes his way to the cockpit.
"Get this plane off the ground now!"
"Copy that."
The plane starts up and begins to move across the runway strip. Using Aurora and Morris's scent alone, K-Rod finds his way to the airport. He realizes that she's on the plane. The sound of the plane's engine starting intensifies K-Rod's rage. He begins to run faster and faster and even faster. Morris's men stationed on the runway open fire on K-Rod. K-Rod's level of anger blocks out all pain of the bullets hitting his body. K-Rod tears into the bodies of the men that are shooting at him within lightning speed. He runs straight towards the plane and gradually starts to catch up. Morris pulls out a gun and presses it to the pilot's head.
"Get the plane up!"
"We have to reach the right speed.
Get out now and clean your blood off the fucking window!
The pilot begins to lift the plane off the ground. K-Rod is just yards from the plane. As time is running out, he tries to lunge at the tail of the plane as it is within his reach. But he misses and is unable to stop the plane from taking off. Exhausted and angry, K-Rod stands in the middle of the runway in human form, covered in bullet wounds and blood, watching Morris fly away with a roar.
Stay tuned for the next episode of Acrylics.